Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents are entitled to some degree of immunity from criminal prosecution, a major victory for Donald Trump. Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman says the justices sent the case back to the trial judge, Tanya Chutkan.
In the event Trump is unhappy with whatever decisions Judge Chutkan makes, he can again appeal. Again, there is very little prospect that any of this could happen before the election. And if Trump is elected, there's a real possibility he could then direct the Justice Department to dismiss the case against him. If he is not elected in November, then there's a good chance that the case would continue.
The court's conservative majority found 6-3 the presidents were protected from prosecution for official actions that extended to the outer perimeter of his office, but could face charges for unofficial conduct. President Biden is facing a growing chorus of calls to step aside, calls from some of his biggest fans.
The list is a long one, and it includes op-ed writers, pundits, and organizations that like and support Joe Biden. But after last week's struggling debate performance by the president, even his biggest fans say it's time for a change on the Democratic ticket. The calls for him to withdraw from the race have appeared in articles and columns in The Atlantic, from Biden's biographer and some of his former White House staffers, and from the New York Times editorial board. So far, the president's campaign is resisting those calls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from much of Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. Monday's orders are a sign that Israeli troops could soon return to the southern city. It's also a sign that Hamas has regrouped there. This is SRN News. The Christian world is leading the adoption of gay marriage.
In the 20th century, if you had listed the nations where Christianity was most likely to predominate, you would have put the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe at the top. Today, if you look at a map of where same-sex marriage is legal, you will also find the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe topping the list. It's also very prevalent in Latin America, but wide swaths of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East, continue to resist efforts to legalize gay marriage. This despite the fact that Christianity is not influential in several of those regions.
SRN's Michael Harrington. A bookstore in San Francisco is sending boxes of LGBT books to places in the country where they are banned in public schools. Operators of Fabulosa Books started sending the literature in May, and it has mailed over 700 copies to places such as Florida, Texas, and Missouri. This is SRN News. Dozens of detained Palestinians have been set free by Israel. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story from London.
A Palestinian health official says Israel's released 55 Palestinians detained from Gaza, including the director of the territory's main hospital. Mohammed Abu Samia was detained in November when Israeli forces raided Shifa Hospital. Palestinian media airing video following his release on Monday. Abu Samia has accused Israeli authorities of mistreating Palestinian detainees, while Israel says such allegations are baseless. Palestinian health officials have said Israeli raids recklessly endanger civilians by forcing several hospitals to shut down or reduce services. Hospitals can lose their protection under international law if they're used for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.